seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim, alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim, alayhi salam, was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and Imam Musa al-Kazim was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. We find in the various books in which Islamic historians and biographers have written extensively that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam's personality was full of noble qualities such as generosity. And so historians have unanimously agreed that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was the most generous of the people, and he was the greatest among the people when it came to giving to the needy. It is said that his purses were proverbial, so that the people had said, "We wonder at him to whom Musa's purses come, while he would still complain of poverty." And so, generosity is one of those noble qualities which can be seen clearly in the beautiful personality of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. These, dear friends, are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "The best matters are those of the middle way."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, we find in these amazing and golden dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, this divinely appointed Imam, that he talked to his companions of which they needed to know. Meaning there were certain things that Imam al-Kazim believed that an individual, a Muslim, and a human being should know. Now, Imam al-Kazim then said to his companions that, "I have found the knowledge of all the people encompassed by four things. Number one, you should know your Lord. Number two, you should know what your Lord has done for you. Number three, you should know what your Lord wants from you. And number four, you should know what will make you abandon your religion." Now, in this conversation between Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam and his companions, of course, these four things that have been listed by Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam are incredibly important. And even though they seem to be four relatively small things in this list, but each one of these things is a world in it of itself. Number one, you should know your Lord. You should know who Allah is. You should know Allah's attributes. You should know Allah's names. And then you should know the depth and the complexities and the profoundness of these names. Truly, knowing your Lord will lead you towards Tawheed. Number two was that you should know what Allah has done for you. All the blessings Allah has given, all the trials and tribulations He has saved you from and repelled, all the trials and tribulations and tests that He has helped you walk through, all of the things, material and spiritual, that Allah has given you. You should know what Allah has done for you. Number three, you should know what Allah wants from you. What are the halal, the obligatory things, the allowed things? What are the haram, the things that are not permissible, the things that are prohibited for us? The various religious injunctions, the religious rulings that we must follow. These things, we must know what Allah wants from us. And the fourth thing, we should know what will make us abandon our religion. These are, in essence, those weak points that we have, which if we were to be faced with them, we would abandon religion. And so these four beautiful points from Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, when he was speaking to his companions in this dialogue, talking about all of knowledge encompassed in just these four things. This is dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment I invite you to listen to a shorter speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
The seventh Imam, while the poison was given in chains and his rule departs his body while he was still in chains, his body was brought and put another chamber. They said, we have to take this body outside because they are Rafidis, because they are lovers, they are Shias waiting outside for the news of the Imam. So they say that, what are we going to do with these chains? They say, cut the chains. They started cutting the chains. Imam's body is there. They took the body outside and they placed it on the bridge of Baghdad so that everybody should come and look at the body of the Imam. And look at the body, that there are no wounds. Imam has not been hit. Imam has not been persecuted. Imam died natural death. That's what they wanted to portray, because there were a lot of revolts taking place at that time. You know, there is a great family member of the Imam who became Shaheed as well by revolting, and other revolts were going. And also many started believing that the seventh Imam is the 12th Imam, is the last Imam for some reason. So they wanted to show the body of the Imam that this man have died. He is no longer there. The leader is no longer there. The whole, you know, uprisings that is supposed to take place should not take place. So they brought the body and they put it on the bridge of Baghdad. Have we ever heard that any Imam's body laid there under the sun for 3 days, people coming? And they say that as the love and dedication and loyalty to the Imam was so much, that people started bringing flowers from different places, placing near the body, and the smell of flowers, the fragrance of flowers, was circulating in the whole of Baghdad from very far. And that hour comes as well, when Imam Rida alayhi salam moves forward, takes the body, gives the ghusl and buries. And we also remember another body, which was the body of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.